Welcome to this month's episode of the World of Roofing podcast, hosted by John Kenny of Cotney Consulting and Andrew Rowley of RoofMapping.com, where we will introduce you to a new roofing industry artisan from around the world.
All right, well, welcome everybody. This is our December issue, if you couldn't tell. Andrew's got a nice Christmassy sweater on there. He's looking good for the holidays, so we're glad to have you back again for another episode of World in Roofing. And today we have our guest, Christy Holbrook, is with us. Christy will tell us a little bit about herself, but we have, of course, my co-host, as always, Andrew Rowley, coming from us from over in Great Britain with RoofMapping.com and all his other passions and hard work in the roofing industry. How are you today, Andrew?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, I'm just at my folks' house for a family get-together for Christmas, hence the nice jumper. I've got a Christmas hat, but I'll leave that off at the moment. But no, it's just having a chat before. It's been an interesting and very cold week in the UK, record sort of lows for a prolonged period. So it's been an interesting weather time for us. So I don't think we'll have it for Christmas, though, unfortunately.
Well, I can update you on Florida weather. We're actually, as you know, I'm in the central Florida. We're going to be near 32 Fahrenheit, which is freezing on Christmas morning, which doesn't happen often here in the Sunshine State. And I imagine, Christy, you're coming from Mississippi area. You're probably going to be below the 32 mark, I would assume.
I think we are. I think Friday's high is like 30 and low is like 9, which is kind of unheard of around here. We have it some, but not a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So I'm going to jump right into this. As always, we really enjoy doing these, and I want to, you know, jump in. Christy, really going to turn this over to you. Pleasure to have you on here today. Kind of give us a little bit about your background and what's going on and where you're at with Graham Roofing and all the other great things that you're doing in the industry.
Okay. So I'm Christy Holbrook. I have a degree in accounting, graduated, and at the time I graduated, I worked for my grandparents in the nursing home business. They decided they were getting out, and I needed a place to work. Graham Roofing was hiring, or they thought they needed an accountant. They weren't sure. I came to work for them as a temp in 1997. Kind of worked my way up through the company, accountant for a long time. Then I took over as project manager. I did marketing. I've done safety. In 2017, one of the former owners, the last of the remaining owners, decided he was going to retire and did not have anyone to take over the company. So he approached me and asked me if I wanted to buy the company. Being at that point, I'd worked there for 21 years, I believe, and couldn't imagine not. I became very passionate about Graham Roofing. I forgot to say we're Graham Roofing in West Point, Mississippi. We are a commercial and industrial roofing contractor. So decided we were going to go forward in 2017, and we closed the deal in 2018. I'm the majority owner, and I have two partners, one in the office with me, and then there's one in a branch office in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's kind of been a wild ride since 2018. Obviously, COVID hit and rocked our world. Didn't know what we were doing, but we got through it. Right now, facing, just like everyone else, material shortages, which I think we did well through. We're small enough that we didn't have jobs canceled. We were able to get our materials and any chance that we could to get additional materials. If there was a truckload of insulation, we went ahead and bought it because we have a large warehouse where we can store materials. The biggest problem we have right now is labor. Just, I'm sure like everybody else with labor problems. So I've gotten into a group that we call Forge in 2018, which is family organizations recruiting great employees. And we started off as 5 local contractors that trying to put our heads together on how can we get kids, people in general, interested in trades. Everybody's being pushed to go to college, which we are not against. So we've done a lot with that in the last 2 years, really. done an expo, career expo, where they do hands-on activities, all construction related. We had 2,000 eighth graders in October that went through that. And again, just trying to let people know that there are great careers in construction. If you want to come straight from high school to a job, we can train you. If you want to go to a 2-year, you can work for us while you're going to the 2-year, and then you still work for us. 4-year, whatever, you can jump on and off the pathway. Also very involved with National Women of Roofing. I'm now on the executive board. That's been a wild ride, but very rewarding, because in Mississippi, there are not a lot of women in construction, most of us roofing. So they've been great mentors for me.
It's women in roofing. That's actually how you and I met a few years back, was through the membership committee.
Yes. Yes. I was the chair for the membership committee for 2 years, I believe, and then moved up to executive. So lots going on. We're getting career coaches here. We've been instrumental in doing all of that. Do y'all know much about career coaches?
Well, I know career coaches. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? I mean, I know they come in and they work with your staff and your team.
These don't. So these career coaches go into the high schools, and they're hired to go into the high schools and serve. Counselors have so much on them, and they're not really career counselors in the high school. So these career coaches go and get with the kids, trying to find out what their interest is. They give them tours. They've done a few tours at our office and some other offices of construction related, go to job sites. So that started in North Mississippi several years ago. And we finally got our first one in 2021, I believe.
Is that through Forge, or is that something that you're doing just with Graham?
We did it with Forge. It's something that we kind of all collectively, we went and met with the career coaches in North Mississippi. They were privately funded. These are now funded by our state workforce, the new ones that we've gotten, but I feel like we're very instrumental in pushing that through. Now, anyone in the state of Mississippi, any school in the state of Mississippi has one or two if they put in a request for it. So that's been huge.
That is such a great idea. I was not aware of that. That should be done everywhere.
Yes, it should. And you need more than one, obviously. It's just fun to talk to them and see how creative they get, because they're not funded by the Department of Education and they're not really regulated by the Department of Education. So sometimes they have pushbacks from administration, school administration, or even teachers. You know, they have to get creative and to figure out how to click with the other staff members, but also to get in front of the kids that they need to get in front of. And we met with them recently and we told them, you know, they were saying, you know, I'm just afraid we're going to miss a child. And we're like, at this point, if you can make an impact on one child or 10 kids, that's huge. And that's what you need to focus on. That's been fun dealing with that.
That is a fantastic program. The fact that you're able to work with that program and jump into these schools, and like you say, people don't realize when we speak about this in the industry, it's not that our industry or any other construction industry is anti going to college, but there is a huge percentage of, you know, students getting ready to graduate or graduated high school that just, they want to do something else. And right. I just don't know about that our outlet going in to, you know, construction and roofing anymore. So I think that's fantastic, getting that word out through that way.
As well, not many of them know the extent of jobs within the industry, because they're sort of tunnel visioned, oh, construction is this. Well, actually, there's so much you can do within construction, whether it's office-based, site-based. Yep. And it's just getting the word out to them to say, actually, you know, you've got a penchant for this. Well, actually, you could marry up with this, or you know, you're good with your hands, you can become a metal worker or whatever it might be. But you need that person there to guide them to say, well, actually, did you know about this job? And they'll go, no, I didn't know that existed, because it's just not seen or spoken about.
Right. Somebody described it the other day, is that in construction, we hide because we put up fences to protect people. So we're back here hiding and people don't realize the cool stuff that we're really doing. Yeah. So the expo that we've done allows the eighth graders in our area to get hands-on experience, whether it's running a bulldozer simulator, doing some roofing. They did, we did TPO on walls and we did InvisiWeld, and just whatever it is, doing concrete. It just exposes these kids to something else that they might be interested in.
Sure.
Another thing we're doing with, we all felt like at some point kids start out and they all want, you know, ride an excavator or they want to do this. Construction is cool. And then around middle school, it becomes not so cool. So how do we keep the interest? So we designed a coloring book that from start to finish, our forge group, we each have different trades. So it worked out really well that they're building a building, and it's a coloring book for first, second, third graders that were given to all of our first, second, third graders in our area. We got a grant for it. And while as we're doing that, we are giving away book bundles that are only construction related for kids to keep the libraries up to date on construction books. So that's been fun. I found my first roofing one and I was so excited. The NRCA put it out recently, you know, get your stocking stuffer. And it's a book specifically about roofing, which I couldn't find to go in these book bundles. So excited, which I know is kind of nerdy, but.
No, that's a lot of good stuff. And again, the reason why we've lost generations from coming into construction is because no one has spent any time keeping their interest. So it's got to start somewhere. It's never, I personally do not believe, you know, I know like working over with, you know, the Institute of Roofing and IRD and that, you know, over IFD over in Europe, they're different. They have a lot of, and even Canada, it's, you know, they have great training programs that are, you know, throughout the country. We don't have that here. You know, we have bits and pieces, we do it. So I've always said, and I think you're a shining example of what needs to happen. If every roofing contractor could take that local level and work just on their high school and their middle schools in their area, this would, you know, after 10 years, even probably 5 to 10 years, you'd see a shift back again. I really believe you would.
Yes. And we said it would be a 5 to 10 year investment. So talking about roofing, we don't have a specific training for roofing in our area, but I am working with they're called Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. They do all the training for Mississippi in construction. So when NRCA put the curriculum or helped with a curriculum for NCCR on roofing, we're putting a class together and I'm helping with that. So that's been interesting and ready to get that launched and see if we can get some people through our first reading. Yeah,
the more that happens, the better it'll eventually be.
Right.
I think that's fantastic. So just jump over to National Women in Roofing a little bit. You're now on the executive committee. You've been involved with them, you know, quite some time now. I enjoy my work that I do with them as well. And we have coming up in March? March is the next big event for National Women Roofing at the IRE, right?
Third or fourth. Yes. Yep. Yes, we'll have.
So just so we have a lot of listeners, both of male, female, and also from around the world, tell them a little bit about what that, you know, National Women in Roofing Day really is about.
So National Women in Roofing is a day that mainly women come in, and it's kind of a safe space for us to talk about different topics. We do have men that attend. We have a speaker, guest speaker. Not sure who it is this year. I think I know, but and then we do breakout sessions, and the breakout sessions could be something as DEI. It could be, you know, how to have a voice in the room. Any several breakout topics that you can choose from. We eat. We I don't even know. I can't even remember what all we do, but it's a great, great day. And when I went, I think I went to my first one in 18 maybe. And it was like a breath of fresh air to find all these women who are roofing. Because again, in Mississippi, I feel like I'm alone, my partner and I. You know, there aren't many of us out there that do roofing. So just to have people with like minds, you know, like-minded people that you can bounce ideas off of. Y'all have all been my go-to. I've met John through National Women in Roofing. I've bounced ideas off of him. I met Henry Staggs through National Women in Roofing. He's actually, I hope, going to teach the roofing class that we do in Mississippi for us online. So great way to meet people. Lots of opportunities. I feel like I've grown as a person by being a National Women in Roofing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people maybe don't know all this area. It's very diverse in the industry. It's not only contractors, it is manufacturers, it's sales reps, it's also actually field workers as well that attend. Yes. Are actually out doing the work. So I do agree with you. I think that is what's nice about it. Where else can you get that, you know, full diversity of the whole entire industry, you know, coming together? And like you say, a nice safe place, safe space to talk about what needs to really be discussed and take you to a different level. I know I plug for myself. I will be there this year. I'm really looking forward.
So glad.
In Dallas. We're in Dallas this year.
Yes, so we're in Dallas.
So, Andrew, do you have, I think you even have a, over in Great Britain, I noticed it's not women in roofing, but there's a women in construction movement, yeah, starting really to grow there over is, there as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, big, important fact in the industry.
And I've gotten involved with women in construction, women in construction also, but not as heavily as I have been with roofing.
Yeah, this is nice because it's really specialized. I mean, let's say that's what you do, right?
That's right.
That's why you want to get specialized as possible. So before we close out here, Andrew, is there anything we didn't cover you want to ask Christy before I ask her to closing words for the podcast today?
No, not really. I mean, it's just really interesting to hear, you know, your story. That's why I like doing these interviews. Everyone's got a story to tell, and everybody, you know, you've been in the industry now for like 22 years, I think you said.
Longer, maybe 26 now.
Yeah. No one can escape it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, once you're in, and I think that's what is so great about the industry. Everyone seems to love it because there is such variation. You may be doing the same job, but each roof is different. Each, you know, client may be different, the way you deal with it. And I think that's what I enjoy about it as well. You know, and I say this in most, yeah. I think the way to encourage the younger generation is to show them roofing. And that's partly what I'm trying to do with the website is, you know, the inspire and the explore part is where that really comes into is let's show them what's out there. Let's show them the work that's been done because, you know, as an old person, I look at that and think, wow, I'd love to be able to do that. And hopefully they may see it and think, actually, that's something I'd like to do. How do they take that piece of metal and turn it into that shape or get it to bend around the corner and all those different skills. But we need to show them, we need to give them an outlet to view it and to get captured by it a little bit more. So that's what I'm trying to do. So.
Excellent. So Christy, I'm going to kick it back over to you. If there's something we didn't ask you or something you get a chance to say, or what's really your closing remarks to the people out there listening in the industry and outside the industry as well?
Well, I think just to give back, let people know what you're doing. Get involved to, you know, we're not good at marketing ourselves, but get involved so people know that, you know, it's a great career in roofing. There's lots of things to do. Be a mentor to someone. Be a mentor to a group. Get on a board. And mentor somebody, let them know about roofing. That's my biggest thing. That's my passion now. And of course, I love working with young females who are going into construction, but anyone, just get involved.
Yep. That's great. And, you know, anybody out there listening, I'll tell you, I've got the utmost respect for Christy in many ways, but she is definitely walks the walk, not just the talk. That's why she does education in her own company. She works within the industry. And I really love working with professionals such as you, Christy, who don't sit back and complain about where we're at. You're actually out there trying to make a difference every single day. So for that, you know, and a gratitude to the industry, thank you for doing that each and every day.
Thank y'all. And I will say one other thing. I get asked a lot, how do you do all of this? How do you have time? How do I not have time? How do you not have time to get out there? The reason why we don't have people is because for a long time we weren't out there. So I can't afford not to be out there spreading the word about construction and roofing.
Well, you're doing a great job. So keep it up for sure. We're always looking forward to see what's going on. I love following what you guys are doing up there in Mississippi and a lot of great things. And I've seen what you do with Forge. That's a great organization. And of course, National Women in Roofing, we know what they do. So that being said, I'm going to close the podcast here for this month. And I want to thank everybody that's been joining us and keep passing our word out there. Love to see our audience been growing the way it has. And again, we go back and start from the beginning. If you haven't seen any of them, we've got a lot of great guests. So coming up on the holidays now. So happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and safe and prosperous 23 coming up. So I'll say goodbye and we'll catch you next time.
See y'all.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.